You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed. So the significance of faith in the lives of Christian girls is deeply personal and varies amongst individuals based on their denominational affiliations, family dynamics, and personal experiences. It serves as a guiding force that influences their beliefs, values, and the way they interact with the world around them. So we're going to be unpacking today and learning how our girl children can in fact navigate their faith. And we are joined on the line by Dr. Sophia. I'm going to try to pronounce it correctly. Dawonga. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you. How are you?
I am good. Did I mention the pronounce your surname correctly?
Yes, Tawonga means thank you. And
really?
Dr. Sophia Tawonga Musiska.
Oh, nice. Oh, you see, I'm going to say, Doctor, thank you. I'm kidding. Are you well, though?
Yes, I'm very well, thank you, and I'm blessed to be here with you.
Amen and amen. Doc, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us?
Thank you very much. Let us pray. God, our Father, we'd like to thank you for this opportunity to be able to share with our colleagues out there. And we want to thank you for this opportunity and for this beautiful day. We thank you all the time, and we pray all this in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. So, Doc, we're speaking all things, you know, building our girl children's faith and how, you know, it's going to help them in their life. So as we kick it off, how does faith provide a strong foundation for girls? Do they even need to have faith?
Yes, indeed. I think God's faithfulness and grace are the greatest foundation that you can have. It's like having a solid base where you can stand on. So having a strong foundation in faith is very important, and knowing God very early in life also gives you a sense of direction in your life. So it's like having mother love from a strong foundation, mm-hmm. and it gives you the balance to really know what's going on in your life. So to provide a strong foundation for the girls is very important in our families, and I hope we have that for our young girls and ladies that are out there. Thank you.
And as these children, you know, they grow, when they have that faith, you know, does it create a moral compass and an ethical framework for their life? Does it do that, or it's just a matter of, you know, Jesus is my rock, that's it, or there's more to it?
There's actually more to it, because you end up having an intimate relationship with God. So it creates that sense of worth and valuableness that you have. And it helps you stay grounded when you have that ethical framework and moral compass. And it also helps you, it guides you in life to know what is right and wrong. You actually even just say, if I'm about to do this, let me just know. I don't think... and Jesus would go this way. So that also helps you in guiding you in your daily activities and routines. I think it does form a moral compass for a lot of girls' lives.
Mm-hmm. So most of us, you know, we get lost. I wanted to use the word system as if like it's a government thing, but we get lost, you know, in the system, in the church system, in how the church actually works, you know, where we mm-hmm. find ourselves now. We're just going there on Sabbath. That's it. We don't do anything. How can a girl child now identify their purpose in their faith and what it is that they ought to do? You find that sometimes even when they call them up saying, no, please be the MC for this Sabbath service, it becomes a shock to them because they were not expecting that, you know. So how can they now find that purpose within their faith and channel it in the right way?
So they can find their purpose by making sure that if you make prayer your daily routine and mm-hmm. putting God first in everything you do, everything will just follow through. Mm. And it's also good for us older women to also try to start mentoring the younger girls.
Yeah.
Because there are some people who warm up to you. So those are the girls that you need to make sure that you mentor them in such a way that they're able to take up that identity in faith, where they're able to say, oh, when I go to church, it's not just about the Sabbath that I'm going to be there for. It's about, you know, also sharing and having fellowship with others. So let that inner beauty and that kindness radiate to everyone, and it will attract other people. So if another girl is able to see a younger girl leading Sabbath school or leading an activity at church, that way it attracts the younger girls to say, oh, I'm not only just supposed to go to church and worship just because I'm coming from an Adventist family, but there are also other activities I can get involved in so that I can be able to share my faith and create an identity. So there are other girls that we can actually easily identify, like a young girl called Agnes. I can easily identify that, oh, she's very good at organizing little events for the church. And if someone is good at organizing activities for the church, you team them up with other young girls to say, oh, okay, she's good with this. If they're good with the younger children, you team them up with this. If they're good at making sure there's order and there's, you know, what songs you're going to be singing that will be able to attract the younger children and the younger girls, that's also something. And also what they can do, not just at church, but also outside their church activities, so that they can also incorporate what they're doing outside there when they're out there in the social life, in their home life, and in their social, family, school life. They can be able to incorporate activities that will be able to give them an identity and purpose in faith to say that I can actually share Jesus everywhere I am.
So how important is faith in a girl's child? You know, we grow up in our families, we see mommy and daddy, you know, praying, and the whole family praying, but sometimes we don't get it to a point where we even see adults now coming back saying, now I fully get, you know, what this whole faith thing is about. Now I want to get in fact others want to get rebaptized, because then early at the younger age they didn't get it, you know, they didn't get what all of these things is about. So how important is faith in a girl's child?
So faith in a girl's life is actually, it gives her the strength to do everything. It gives her the strength to overcome anything. In her school life, in her social life, in her family life, it gives you that direct connection to God, that you are able to do everything, you know, as long as you are guided and grounded with God. So it gives you a sense of having that protection, that security. That's I'm okay, I'm here. I know sometimes we have bad vices that come our way, but with the faith that you have and you know that God is your protector, you'll be fine. So that's how I think faith drives a girl's life and how important it is in her life. Just to be able to be, it's a good compass and it's a good sense of direction which gives you in any aspect of life. Faith, it should be an important aspect in one's life. And it also helps in other health matters as well. A girl is growing up. They are going through a lot of changes. So with faith, you are able to say, oh, this is what actually is going on in my life. And it will give you a direction of where you're supposed to go, whom to, you're supposed to ask questions to. And you're saying, oh, God led me to this one. Yeah, so that's how I see faith.
So what, you know, you mentioned the issue of, you know, sometimes it's going to help, it helps them, the young girls in terms of health issues and so forth and so on, right? What about virtues? You know, what kind of virtues does having faith instill in them?
I think from an young age, the virtues that faith instills are kindness, the love that they're supposed to share with their friends. And they also have that respect for the elders, the respect for their friends, their respect for their teachers and other people. And also it gives you that sense of happiness when you have faith with you, because it makes you generate good friendships and makes you generate good fellowships with your friends. And that also helps and makes it... it instills all that, those virtues in you, the kindness, the love, the respect, the joy and happiness. And then most importantly, in a girl's life, you need friends. You need friends, to either your sister friends or just your friends in socially at school, everywhere. You need friends. And that also creates a fellowship base for you to say, okay, these are my friends and they are my peers. I'm able to feel free and liberated to share anything with them. So once those virtues are instilled in a young girl and a young lady, I think you can't go wrong.
Is that where now, when you're speaking about friends, is that where now the whole issue of sisterhood is created? Because here we're having two, three young girls whom they have the same faith. You know, the virtues are being built there. The same values are being built there. Where now they create a sisterhood?
Yes, you have sisters from another mother, but your sisters indeed. You create a sisterhood that is... which no bonds can break, and you're all bonded together with Christ's love. So you actually, you're free. And you're, when they see you as a group and they see you with your friends and your sisters, people admire that and they want to be part of that. They'll just say, I want what they have. And they'll get attracted to you by what you're expressing. That inner beauty radiates and the love and kindness just attracts other people to you.
I like that, you know. And as we're about to wrap up, Doc, you know, speaking about the things that attract people to us there, you know, what are some of the things that a girl child should look at that would reflect good or bad on her life?
So what a girl should look at is also first her inner self, her mind. One thing that... helps you have a grounded and positive attitude is having a good sense of being in your mind, to accept who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made, and you forge out there to say that I have God with me at anything I do. And then from there, on your also your outer outlook, you have to attract people to you by how you dress, how you your mannerism and how you present yourself. You know, sometimes the first expression really sticks. So when you're meeting people for the first time, make sure you make an impact that is good and will have a lasting impression on someone. And that should be something that should be able to keep people focused and young girls focused as well. So have a sound mind. If you have troubles with issues with your mind, talk to someone and make sure that every day as you are stepping out, you pray, you have a plan and have your to-do list. That's where you won't go off tangent as the day goes by. So in my daily life, I always write things that I'm supposed to do and other things that I'm also supposed to do. And I also make sure that on a daily basis, I talk to someone, I encourage someone who may not be needing that encouragement, but just make sure that you smile, you make people comfortable where you are, because you never know what your smile and what nice that kind word will do to someone to make sure that they change their mind about any negative aspects they have in their lives.
You know, as someone who's always smiling, you know, I love how you also brought in the issue of smile. Thank you so much, yes. Doc, you know, for coming through to speak to us.
The
any closing?
It's very, very infectious. So when you smile, you're spreading the love. Even
that's
they'll
true.
Just wonder, why is she smiling? Why is she always happy? And someone will have you say someone good morning to them with a very big smile and very warm. That one, you never know what you're doing to that person. You're actually changing their mind about something they may have had to. It's a thing, oh, I'm actually a person who's been noticed by someone. Someone smiled at me. That is very good for the ladies and self-esteem in the young girls.
Hey, Doc, thank you so much, hey, for that, because it's a very important conversation that we should have. So before you pray, any closing remarks on this particular topic? And then after that, please do pray for our girl children so that they may be grounded in their faith.
For the girl child and the girl children, I'll just say God loves you and he sees you for who you are. And never be cheated by anyone saying that you need anything rather than God in your life at this time in your life. So always be free to talk to the older women, your peers and others, and be able to question anything that you are not clear about. So don't always shelve it and say, I'll ask someone another time. And also just read your Bible and you find that You'll be able to find some answers in there. And also just reading some devotional books also helps in trying to find your way in life. Something that someone may have not said, but you can find it in a book and you'll be able to say, oh, I was actually going through this. Oh, I'm actually understanding this better from a book. So try and find time to read books and also be in spaces where you are comfortable and safe with other girls around you. But I know God is always there with you and always there to encourage you. Thank you.
Amen. Please pray for us.
God, our Father, thank you for this opportunity you're having to share with our friends here. And also would like to bring every girl child that is out there who's able to listen to this segment of this session. May they also be empowered and enlightened and know that your love is always surrounding them. God, our Father, as we go back into our daily activities, we ask for your guidance and your grace as we partake in everything we do. Through the Christ Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank you.
Amen and amen. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you so much, Doc, for coming through to speaking to us. It was a lovely one. I hope that you're going to have yourself a blessed day.
You too.
Amen.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.